بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Forgiving the shortcomings of people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and those who forgive the faults of people. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala says, and resort to forgiving people. On numerous occasions, the Qur'an Majid speaks about forgiving people and overlooking the ignorant behavior. This amplifies the importance of this action. Forgiving is an extremely noble and lofty action. It is the hallmark of humble and dignified people. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, being the noblest human beings, exiled in the street. In order to maintain calm and peace, there is a pressing need for inculcating the street, which is diametrically opposed to seeking retribution and revenge. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised immense rewards in the hereafter for those who exercise this quality. The least worldly benefit of overlooking faults is that it transforms prevailing enmity into a strong bond of love and attachment. Entry into Jannah without reckoning. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when humanity will assemble on the day of Qiyamah, an announcer would proclaim all those people whom it is obligatory for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to reward should stand up and proceed to Jannah. The announcer will proclaim once more, since nobody had stood up. It will be then asked about the nature of those being referred to, and the malaika will say, they are those people who used to forgive and overlook the faults of others. Subsequently, they will stand up and enter Jannah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala display this attribute of forgiveness for us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.